still taking some classes. I got a couple new kitties. Renounced my faith. I got a new car.
Thank you.
I want to die.
I don't know where I am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God damn it. What the hell?
What have you been spending the last 5 months doing?
Sitting on his ass.
Making babies.
Fuck both of you.
Making babies.
Have I ever told you that that makes me want to vomit?
Copulating. What about copulating? Is that any better?
I fucking hate that phrase, making babies. It makes me want to vomit everywhere.
But you're doing it.
No, he's not doing
not
it anymore.
Actively.
He did it. He already made the baby.
So you're not doing it anymore? That sucks.
Well, what? Yeah, now.
You're putting words in my mouth.
How long until you guys can do it again?
We're doing
it now. How long
until
you work on the next kid? You just said you weren't.
But no.
I think what he means
fucking
is
with intent.
That they've already produced a baby that is still fermenting. And once that is done.
So are you being safe now?
We have. No.
Then you're still fucking making babies.
But no,
because
it's already
you can't
make
a
second
one while it's there. There's no room.
I know, but,
I was
going to
say, weren't you paying attention in sex ed? I mean, I know you heard the stuff about chlamydia.
No, I never fucking went to sex ed in high school.
Oh, yeah, you missed it, huh? Because
you were all
class.
Christian and shit.
No, because he got his driver's lessons early. Because
I went to driver's school.
Christian driver's
during the
school.
Summer. I went with Carson, Specht, and Quincy. Like,
it's okay because
that's
you
far from Christian. That's the fucking troublemaker. And I went with Jenny Schaefer.
Oh, wow.
You see, but yes, they were the troublemaking type kids, except for the fact that they were sort of
godly.
I
wasn't a Jesus freak back then, was I?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
I think it was starting around 14 or 15. Like,
whenever you started
dating
Danielle,
dude. It was like our
Danielle,
freshman year, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then on through high school. Year.
I will
yeah.
never forget being on band tour and the thank you lady doing her thing. Us playing. There we were. We're in this veterans
so
hospital.
Torn. I'm so torn because I'm like laughing my
off. We were in a veterans hospital and there's the whole high school band and we're playing songs from the 30s and 40s so these people can remember. And all throughout the song, there's this old lady. No, that was the other place. This was the big black lady on the gurney that they wheeled her in. And throughout the whole thing, she'd be yelling, "Thank you!" Thank you! Because she was thanking us for being there.
And occasionally,
there.
Mr. Green would turn around and go, "You're welcome."
It's true. He would talk to her. And it was the other lady who was, "I'm cold." And dude, that was pretty sad. It was
I want to die. I don't know where I am.
And Greeny turns around and says, "Be quiet, honey. You're at a concert, honey.
You're at a concert, sweetheart. Shut up."
And so of course, everyone is laughing their goddamn asses off, including me. And, you know, and Danielle is pissed off and Mike is torn. She didn't like us making fun. Yeah, we weren't making fun of her.
Nobody was making fun of her.
Well,
just
Scott,
passively laughing. Which
yeah,
okay.
The making fun
Bubba
of
both
came later.
Were.
No, yeah. The making fun of came after the fact.
Like right
at
now?
At that point, yeah. At that point, we
thank
were just
thank you!
Yeah, I know. But yeah, and you were torn between wanting your girlfriend to be happy. I won't say wanting to please the poon, but because
there
I don't know if you were
no
getting
no
any.
Oh, absolutely not.
How far did that ever go?
It didn't go.
Really?
No. Okay. No, not past first.
Wow. Oh.
How long were you together?
2 years.
2 years.
Wow.
Jesus was cock blocking you, Mike.
You know, I got to admit, though, she was a very cool person. If she wasn't as cool of a person as she was, aside from the Christianity thing.
Right.
She was a cool person, and I wouldn't have been with her for that long.
Yeah, she still
wasn't.
Is a cool person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we'll
no,
run
I'm
into
the, yeah.
her every once in a while.
She's great. She used to babysit both Kate and I because, I mean, she lived two houses away from us. And, you know, I grew up with her. I grew up listening to her practice her shitty trumpet out on the porch, and then all of a sudden she's amazing now.
I wouldn't call that
now.
Shitty.
No, she's great.
No, I had dinner with her the other night. That was a little awkward. But.
Weird, her and her husband?
Yeah.
Nice.
You didn't hear this?
Oh, no, wait. I think I did hear about
this.
Yeah,
I told you about it at breakfast.
This
was
about meeting at church to directions.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, by the way.
How about no?
I lost God somewhere. I don't know where he is anymore.
Jesus was cock blocking you.
Yeah, what's been up? Oh, I'm just still taking some classes. I got a couple new kitties. Renounced my faith. I got a new car.
See, it's nice to never have been religious because then you don't have to go into those awkward conversations like you're an alcoholic that starts drinking again.
So how's the sobriety going? It went.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's not a St. Pauli's Girl non-alcoholic version.
Oh, it's great. Non-alcoholic vodka.
It's much better to just be a lousy drunk your entire life and never own up to anything, you know, and also be a sinner.
Low expectations.
Exactly. I mean, I can never screw up. I'm not going to piss off my God.
Because he doesn't exist. Exactly. I was I read through your profile and took that little quiz that you had. That you went. What were you? You ended up being a
humanist.
A humanist. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Something I've actually never heard
I'm
of.
Have to go check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Just because it's like it's got all sorts of faiths on there, and it you answer a few questions, and then it puts you in line with the closest thing having to do with how reasonable you are versus how spiritual you are, and you know, there's a few scales. And
faith versus science, reason versus.
Gotcha.
Spirituality, I think.
Something like that.
So,
what are you doing with your headphones?
I'm just switching my hat around so I can see you, Mr. Fucking stand up and be different.
Yeah, I can't
and weird.
Get. Maybe it's the chair. Maybe I'll go get another chair here in a moment.
You want to sit on this one? That one looks fucking comfortable. So
yeah, it does
switch,
look comfortable.
Dude.
Yeah, okay.
This is just hard wood. That's like soft leather.
I don't want anything of yours that is hard wood.
Oh, you know it.
So, where did you come out on there?
So again,
I ended up being. A spiritualist.
Spiritualist.
Which is one step over from humanist,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
So, humanist
so you're
like
a little more kooky than me.
She's so right, dude. That's funny because it's true.
If you want to put it that way.
Yeah, I do.
I'd probably be like a realist or a...
Atheist?
Humanist. No, I wouldn't
be
quite
an
atheist.
You do believe in God? Okay,
yeah.
You'd
well,
probably be a humanist
yeah,
then.
Well, I don't even necessarily God, but yeah.
Like,
I don't
think...
I don't like
believing it. Like the questions all dealt with. I don't remember. It's
I,
a
can't,
quiz.
I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, like
well,
basically, if you believe in God, but you're not religious and you're more scientifically minded than spiritually minded, then you'd be more like humanist. Whereas he's kind of with it. Like he's not religious, but he's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and by he, I mean Matt.
Thanks. Yeah, because on the radio we can't see her pointing.
Yeah.
To me. That's
And,
no visual.
She works
so, like,
for us because we can say she's.
This is
crazy.
For the audience listening right now.
And I hit her, and everyone knows who we're talking about.
Yeah, and it's really nice when you say things like that too. Yeah. But yeah, so because he's spiritual but not very scientific. I mean, you're kind of scientific.
I am,
but you're not religious at all.
I go
so
with
the
evolutionary
sense.
Thing, but I no, I need
thing.
No, but you're not very scientific in your methods, dude.
No, you're not.
That's,
no.
I think that's
oh, no, no.
What
I am much more
science.
I am much
in
more
in,
intuitive than I am with what do you call it? Once again, visual thing. I'm hitting my hand with my other hand. What does that mean?
You're a dumbass.
Cut.
I am more intuitive rather than demonstrative. Rather than
stick to the point. We've got a deadline, people.
I'm just ruining this
yeah,
feature
I'm
right
lost.
Now.
Yeah, I'm lost.
That's right.
I need a glass of water. Yeah. You want to sit on my piece of cardboard?